Joining us now in studio, we have Northfield's Fire Chief, Gary Fronick, and also the from the Board of Directors of Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, Glenn Caster. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. Glenn, what is your title now? Are you
Vice Chair.
Vice Chair. Okay, Vice Chair of the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue.
The position of power.
Boy, let's start off. Let's start off by talking. I guess, Gary, we can ask you. Boy, it's summertime. We're almost two-thirds of the way through the summer, just in general, as far as how things have been going for the fire department in summer. Has it been a... We've had enough rain, so you haven't had too much fire danger in some of the areas that you might have had in the past, but has it been a quiet summer for you, a busy summer? Or?
Well, as far as the grass fire season and brush fire, that's been low, like mm-hmm. you indicated. But we've had some structure fires this year, probably a little bit more than normal. Some house fires, we had an apartment fire, and then, of course, the treatment plant fire. So we've mm-hmm. been quite busy with that type of thing, and just your normal response to traffic accidents and something, you know, things like that. But you know, brush fires has been okay. down.
That treatment fire, just briefly, when you go to fight a fire like that, were there flames in there? Was it all just a bunch of smoke with a hot spot? What was that like? Do you?
Well, it was a very, I think, a toxic fire because yeah. of all the plastics and rubber and that type of thing that were in there smoldering and burning and consuming the atmosphere. But it was visibility is like blank. You know, it's like total darkness. And the guys, we have a couple guys on staff that belong to the treatment plant and work for the city of Northfield, and they knew the layout of the building, which I think was a benefit for us. So they kind of knew it blindfolded, so to speak. So that's the type of situation where we got into, and very, very toxic smoke. Plastic is like a condensed fuel is what it is, and very, very acrid and toxic smelling smoke. So we really had to watch ourselves for our breathing and that type of thing.
So as far as the firefighters that were involved in that, everybody came out okay, though?
Yeah, definitely. We had to wash all our gear to get our basically carcinogens off of all our gear. So you don't want to put that on again the next fire and or take that that stuff home with you and infect your family mm-hmm. or, you know, cause injury to your family members.
Yeah, how do you wash that? You don't take it down to DeFore's, do you?
No.
You probably won't take it down there.
years ago, we used to have just a regular washer, dryer, mm-hmm. like in your household. About 8-10 years ago, we bought a commercial washer and dryer, which mm-hmm. is really nice, so we can actually wash our gear at the fire station.
All right, good deal. Well, let's talk about that. We have enough of that. Let's go on into the meeting you had. NAFRS just last week had a board meeting. Let's talk about the Fire Relief Association, the pension fund. You gave an increase, and this was the maximum increase involved, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. How much is the increase, and let's talk about it.
Well, it's we've increased from $8,500 to $10,000 per mm-hmm. year of service for a fully vested member, which is the maximum allowable in the state of Minnesota at this time. And we are probably in the top, I'd say, 5% in the state, that, or even maybe more. So we feel quite proud of that our relief organization has done a tremendous job maintaining our operation and being vigilant and making prudent decisions with our finances. And it's enabled us to have a very healthy fund, and then we can reward our people that work for us so hard and with a nice pension at the end of their term.
Where this fund itself, is that something that Northfield has? Is it a separate fund? Is it part of a larger investment group or some type of like a para or something along that line, public employees fund? Who manages it, and how is that? Where is that put at?
Well, we're invested with the State Board of Investments.
Okay.
And that's a sanctioned fund that can operate relief organizations, fire pension, and also police pensions and that type of thing. They operate the fund at a very minimal cost to us, management fee, very, very minimal, so it doesn't hurt our total portfolio, so to speak, and then our trustees determine where the funds are allocated and what type of an investment. Could be, you know, more in equities, and could be more into the bonds and that type of thing. And we decide as a group where the funds should be allocated to get our most return on our investments.
All right. As far as how many firefighters you have that are fully invested in this, how many are on the staff, and how many would qualify for that maximum benefit?
Well, I think we have approximately 30 people on staff now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the number with me. I don't know. Glenn, do you? We might have.
Are most of them fully vested or not? Or?
No. There's probably eight people, maybe 10 fully vested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which means they've been on the force 20 years.
Okay. All right.
And then for newer members coming on, the vesting period starts after they've been on for 5 years.
Okay.
So and I'll mention, too, mm-hmm. Where the money comes from here. This
sure.
fund was set up years ago by state statute in Minnesota just for paid on call and volunteer firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
And a good portion of the money comes from a tax that the state puts on insurance, property insurance. So in our fire district, the companies selling property insurance pay a tax on that insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a minimal amount. That goes to the state, and the state distributes it among the fire relief associations. So that's where a good portion of the $6.8 million that we have in the fund now.
It's 2% of the insurance premium.
Yeah.
So in our city or our fire organization, I think last year we got a check from the state in the tune of around $150,000 to $160,000.
Mm, all right.
That goes back into the fund.
Okay. Now, is that so all that is that fully funded there, or is it also a portion of your – you have, what, about $500,000 general fund? Does some of it come out of that as well, or no? Or is it all
– none has come out of the general fund since NAFRS has started. And
all right, let's move on to capital spending in 2019. Of course, capital spending, you're going to be continuing. Is the new facility where is that along as far as the construction and the remodel goes?
Well, at this point in time, the original schedule, I think the construction manager said that we're about a week behind due to the rains
mm-hmm.
and that type of thing. But if you've driven by, you can see quite a bit of activity there.
Sure.
The footings of the new addition are complete, and the underground pipework is complete. Electrical has been stubbed in. Plumbing has been stubbed in, and they're starting to compact the put in backfill and compact the soil to bring it up to a grade where the more plumbing can be done, and then also pouring of the concrete. And I understand pouring of the concrete is going to be probably in about 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks on the floor in the addition.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the completion of that, is it going to be still 2018 this year?
The total job won't be complete in 2018.
Okay.
It'll be in spring of 2019.
Okay. Now, you had capital spending in 2019 was on the agenda. Does that include what's going on with the facility? So this is totally separate, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Capital spending is, two items. We're anticipating spending about $630,000,
mm-hmm.
$620,000 of which will go toward a fire truck. That'll replace the last ancient piece of equipment, the 30-year-old pumper that we
mm-hmm.
have. And then there'll be about $10,000 spent on a handheld infrared camera.
Okay. All right. And those were all approved last night?
Yes.
I shouldn't say last night, last week. The most recent meeting. It's been about 5 or 6 days now. All right. Anything else about capital spending for next year?
No.
Okay.
No.
The facility project status report, you got that. We kind of jumped ahead just a little bit there, got a little bit out of order, but let's talk about the that facility. You mentioned what it's going to look like here come spring, come fall. By the time the snow falls, I'm sure you'd like to have everything zipped up on the outside.
That's the goal, and I anticipate there won't be any problem with that unless there's something that we don't foresee. But the steel's ordered.
Halloween blizzard, perhaps.
But I think we'll be in good shape to get things, like you say, buttoned up for the winter so they can continue to work inside. That's the focus, is to get the building zipped up for the winter so they can concentrate on the inside.
From the standpoint of you and the people on your the fire department, the firefighters themselves, has it been difficult to work around? I mean, a construction zone, if anybody who's done construction to your house knows, it's not the most convenient thing you could do, but if you're able to work around it and get a system in, it's much more bearable. How's it been for you and the staff?
So far, it's been pretty good, and we have no complaints. The basement is totally gutted, I should say, because they wanted to gut and demo the whole lower level, get all the equipment out of there that needed to go before they put up the walls, of course.
Now, was that used very heavily by the fire department? Because, of course, you one time had the police department there as
Yes, okay. Not a lot. We used it for some storage and some other things, but really not. Now that's going to be our main meeting area for both board people and then if we have bigger, larger groups. But that will be our training area for our future.
Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, Glenn Caster and Gary Froniker are with us. We're talking Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. I think we've covered just about everything on my list. Do you have anything else you'd like to say, either one of you?
No. I think we've covered things nicely.
All right.
Yeah. No, we're just happy that the project's going along smoothly and finally, you know, come to be here, and so we're really tickled about that. So we're willing to put up with any mess, and I think our staff will be able to operate just fine out of there during construction. So we anticipate no glitches.
Yeah, you that facility probably wasn't all that old when you started on the fire department.
Jeff, don't even go there. Don't even go there.
And it's an old facility.
We haven't even gotten to the singing portion of our segment here yet. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. And thank you for the work that you do.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
That's Northfield Fire Chief Gary Froniker, along with Vice Chair of Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, Glenn Caster.